Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And boy, one day. Today's been beautiful, man.
Look at me, I'm sunburned.
I know. I see that.
I put stuff on my face.
Yeah, yeah. Except for most of us, probably windburn.
Most of it. Yeah, well, that was from the last 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
It's called daylight savings.
Well, no. Yeah. Okay. All right. And you know what? I'm all good with daylight savings time.
I know we always joke about this. Yeah. You and I got conflicts with it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yeah.
It's time. It'll just get the water temperature kind of stationary. We're kind of over like freezes and stuff by daylight savings time.
Right.
Water today was 63.4.
Uh-huh.
So, the rain, Kevin, has completely, it looks like the St. John's River. Our fish don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a really on again, off again week this week.
Yeah.
Fishing. I fished the last few days.
You know what? I got twice this week and I haven't gotten in forever. Tornado warnings.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
Dude, that one that came over your house on Monday night was no joke.
And the one that came over Wednesday afternoon?
Yes.
No, what did you say?
Tuesday afternoon.
Dude, let me tell you about that one.
Just in time on that one.
It centered the house.
Really?
I mean, it centered us. And my neighbors were texting and going, hold on. And we were all, I mean, it was flat, ugly, quarter size hail. I'm honest, I don't know that I've seen that much hail in my life.
My daughter right down the road, she lives right down the road from you.
It was crazy,
She sent me
Scott.
Pictures in her hand, and they were quarter size.
It was all day quarter size hail. I went outside to eat one. just
for the hell of it.
Whatever.
Close enough to snow.
Yeah.
How about that, too?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad but funny. We're the only state that has not had... I think there's three states in the United States.
When you look at the radar and Louisiana and Mississippi and Tennessee, getting hammered with snow.
A good friend of mine from Virginia that produced a TV show called Whitetail Rain that I've taken him fishing. And he called me, we were jokingly, because that particular day, whatever, was 67. It was Monday or Tuesday before the storm came. And he sent me a live video that night. And within 30 minutes, he had well over an inch of frozen ice on top of the power lines.
Oof.
They lost power. Within that hour, he calls me back, and they lost power.
Yeah, I mean, Texas is certain. I guess my point is that the light at the end of the tunnel, it's going to be ugly tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I canceled my trip. I had a Ring Power trip tomorrow, and I was like, guys,
Then Saturday is too. I'll move mine to the following weekend.
All right.
Because it's gonna be just cold.
Yeah.
It's gonna 15 knots and high of 50.
Yeah, north at 15.
Yeah,
and a high of 55
after a front. I'm out.
Yeah. But it looks to me like okay, this is where we're supposed to get to. Mm-hmm. You know, next week we're gonna be 68, 72,
stable
73.
All week.
Yep. And And then, you know, all the way into March, this is a typical winter, and, mm-hmm. and it's so funny because whenever that all of a sudden these temperatures that you know, again, tomorrow's going to be skunky, Saturday's going to be a little cold, but then you're going to get some stable weather, mm-hmm. and you know, that water temperature, even if it just jumped up a couple degrees, it's going to change everything, man. Because the fish are here. Everybody's seeing them. I mean, you know, the folks that we talk to are like, man, the reds are everywhere, but yep. I can't get them to bite.
No.
You know?
I mean, that was it. On Tuesday, it was me and Captain Leon Dana. He'll tell his side of it. I'm telling my side of it. I gave him that phone call. It was just me and him out there. There was nobody else. It was just me and him. And the inlet was absolutely gorgeous. Water was clear. Perfect. Caught some really nice slots. Caught some really nice overslots. Caught sheephead, drum. It was on fire. But, man, as soon as you left that inlet where all that fresh water meaning, folks, salt water.
Right.
And you were, like, moved on because, dude, that was it.
That's it.
For an hour and 15 minutes, that was my day. In an hour and 15 minutes, I told the guys, I said, well, we can go now. We're done.
Right.
And we did. We struggled. We did not catch. I think I caught one short drum the rest of the 3 hours.
Wow. Everything's crowded up around the inlet.
That was it because of all that water that had influxed in there.
Right.
So then Wednesday, fished again, and I mean, if we cleaned one or two fish, we cleaned a lot.
Wow.
Five.
And it's going to change. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like I said, that's just typical. Am I disappointed I'm not fishing tomorrow? Absolutely. Am I disappointed? No.
Because our problem was on Wednesday, then the winds went north-northeast.
Right.
Where we couldn't get back to the inlet, so that shot that down.
Yeah, that shot that down.
So then
today
we got back to the inlet, and there was only one redfish caught in the whole inlet with four of us out there.
Wow.
And that was it. There was only one redfish caught. And I caught one drum out there. That was it. And for the most part, that's was everybody's day. That was all that was caught. You know, found us a new nice yellowmouth hole.
Oh.
Really nice yellowmouth.
Did you catch some today?
Oh yeah, I had 20 of them.
Oh, you
pulled my day out.
Yeah.
I had one drum and 20, but it was up in a creek, and it was a deep hole that we always pass, and it's right out in front of a marina, and you'd never, ever, ever, ever think of it.
Yeah,
interesting. And damned, I just spun around because it marked.
Right. And yeah, that's one thing. That's a great tip, by the way. For some reason, yellowmouth trout will mark.
Up off the bottom.
Up off the bottom.
3 feet.
Yep.
And I showed a mark, and I went,
Yeah.
So I spun back on it real quick, and I had two guys. I just told Mark and Jeff, I said, just chill out 1 second. I'm going to do something. Took a shrimp on a jig head real quick, threw it out there, and it just bounced back to me, and all of a sudden it damn near yanked the rod on my hands. Okay.
Yeah.
And they were all really nice fish, 13 to 18 inches.
Nice.
They were good fish.
Nice.
They were really nice fish, but just didn't expect them to be where they were at. It's just, again, folks, this time of year, I just like offshore, I run with my bottom machine on.
Yeah.
I know we don't have to because we know.
Right.
But some of these areas you go over, it's 8 feet all the way around, and it drops off to 18 in just a trough.
Yeah.
Right next to a dock.
And we talked about that on the outdoor show on Saturday morning with you because think deep holes, deep ledges, bridges. You know, whenever I've done this before, whenever you have to idle under each bridge, always watch your bottom recorder. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden you get to that one dip and it marks, 9 out of 10 times that's going to be yellowmouth trout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can turn around. They're not going to go anywhere.
Nope.
You know, it's 20 feet deep.
Right.
And you can turn around and just drop something down. You know, a heavier ounce, jig head or something. Get it down to the bottom, because that's they love that deep water around structure. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever we're able to bounce offshore, they'll be all over these inshore wrecks, whether it be Andy King, the pier barge, all the way up to Mayport, mm-hmm. you know, all that inshore stuff.
Because usually this time of year with the cold like this, most fish will not mark because they're all bottom hugging the bottom.
Right. That's right.
The only thing that will mark are these yellowmouth trout, and you'll get them so daggum fired up offshore, and you know, because you're better at it on your spot there. You'll get them jokers that they'll be damn near, like, under the boat.
Oh, they will be.
10 feet underneath
the
boat.
Yeah.
60 feet of water.
Yeah.
You'll get them fired up.
And big ones offshore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what
these ones here, 13 to 7. I mean, they're just really nice inshore.
Solid eating.
Perfect.
Fun to catch.
Yep.
Better than like you're like, oh God, at least I get to catch something, right?
I had a fun day with them today. They were from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
They were a referral from another good client of mine, and they were actually came down here. They're competitive barbecue.
Oh.
So we had, I mean, it was fun on the boat.
Did they bring any food?
No.
What the hell?
I know. But wait, listen, it's exciting. I mean, spent the day with them. They came all the way down to Claremont, Florida just to pick up a smoker.
Uh-huh.
Well, they do competitive ribeye steak.
Okay.
Barbecue championship okay, this, things. This They're is, not, they don't do anything. They do a little bit of brisket,
this is
too.
Getting better.
They do a little bit of brisket, too. But the dude was number one in the world last year.
Okay, that's all great. But, dude, I mean,
there wasn't any steak on my boat, if that's what you're asking.
Yes,
no,
I mean, come on.
I didn't have any snow samples. There was no samples on my boat today.
Oh.
But
that ain't,
it was
that
pretty
ain't
cool,
right.
though. We talked because I truly, there is a show on TV. It's called Barbecue Pitmasters.
Oh, sure.
And I enjoy watching that kind of stuff like that because I truly do, just like you, I do enjoy cooking. I love cooking on the grill.
No, don't say just like me.
Huh?
Don't say just like me.
You don't like the grill?
No.
Okay.
I'm not,
I love it.
I'm not a grill. But no,
I
dude,
love it.
I'm married to.
You are married to a good cook. But I'm just telling you, I like to sit around out back around the fire and just and chill.
And I get it. I get it. I would love to, too, but I don't have to.
Man, just talking to these guys all day and how they do it. I mean, anyhow. It was fun with them.
All right.
They're tired of eating meat. They were ready for some fish. I said, look, they had to feed 7 people tonight. I said, well, then we're going to Yellowmouth Trout Fishing.
Absolutely. That's great. All right, let's take a break here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. If you want to give us a call, 641-1010. And I'm sure when we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana.
Hey folks, Captain Scott for Fish Bites Trading Post. You know they have everything fish bites, but what you probably didn't know is a selection of products for the offshore. Blackfin and Crowder rods, Penn and Daiwa reels. They also carry Harrier slow pitch rods with Daiwa Lexa 400 reels. Lures by Magbay, Cowbell, Islander, everything from Catch and Bait to Catch and Blue Marlin. Inshore, they carry a full line of Bull Bay rods, reels from Daiwa, Penn, Okuma, and Florida Fishing Products. They also have surf rods from Over the Bar and Fish Bite Surf Series rods from Okuma. You also have to look good. Clothing from Frog Togs, Gills, 904 Outdoors, and Fish Bites. So stop by and see my friends Marty and Brett at Fish Bites Trading Post, 170 Nick's Boatyard Road, next to Home Depot in St. Augustine. Or call them at 904-217-8012. That's 904-217-8012. Tell them Captain Scott, the Fishing Forecast sent you.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And don't forget, folks, the store in St. Augustine, the Moe's. Mm-hmm. Breakfast. Fluffy egg, shredded cheese. Grilled steak, chicken.
Bacon.
Yeah, and salsa, if you choose.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As a matter of fact,
they have to go by there in the morning. No fishy tomorrow.
Yeah. No. There's not going to be any fishing in the morning.
No.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that idea.
Uh-huh.
I think they're doing a little delivery on then. Saturday morning.
Oh, come on
to
now.
To the 1010XL studio.
Really?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, why couldn't they have done it last weekend?
Well, it's the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Report. I would think that they would think about, you know, making sure that.
And we are in St. Augustine, so they wouldn't have to drive near as far.
Right. That's my point. Knock on the door.
Yeah.
We're here.
Delivery.
Huh. 15 minutes out of their way.
That's true. All right. Let's go talk to Tommy this evening. What's up, Tommy?
How you doing, boys? I had a couple Good. Real questions for the first time in a long time.
Okay. Real questions.
Well, honest questions I didn't know the answer to already, like a good attorney. Look, on your boats, I'm getting my 22-foot Nitro Bay boat. We're back, you know, we're getting everything, knocking the dust off, so to speak. And I'm really looking into the iPilot troll motors.
Yep.
I'm literally sitting here, you know, in the office kind of deal, looking up stuff. And I had a couple questions because there's a Minn Kota. My 22-foot, Scotty and Kevin, remember, Stephen Stepanek? Y'all know,
Yep.
The 22-foot.
Sure,
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, we all grew up together. His 22-foot bay boat and mine look about the same as far as hull. So here's my real question. I want to put a 54-inch shaft with like 70 pounds of thrust on my 22-foot bay boat with a 24-inch or with 24-volt.
24-volt, right.
Because I'm already running, like, I'm already running 24. I don't have to rerun everything for 36. But now that I'm, I guess, grown
right,
up.
So stop. Just
cool.
First off, Tommy, where are you going to be fishing? Where the majority of the time, where are you going to be? St. John's River?
It's going to be a tough call. Between the Buckman and Shands and between Comanche Cove and. I'm going to tell you, now the
right, 24 will never hold you in
Comanche
Cove.
No. Hold on. Are you, the majority of the time, are you going to be inshore?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then 54 inches is fine. And the 24, sorry. Just like what Scott said, you're just going to have to pick your spots. You're going to be fine in the St. John's River until you get, to the little jetties. You know, I mean, so... If you don't want to spend the money on making it 36 volt, you're just going to have to pick your spots.
It's not that. What I don't like is a 72-inch shaft versus a 54-inch shaft, because I don't think with iPilot, and you don't have to have a handle on it, I don't think I need, 4 foot in the water and 1 foot above the boat, so to speak.
You do. If you end up fishing in with a 1 foot chop or... you don't want it coming out of the water at all.
Yeah.
Now, the whole idea is you got to take, to measure that trolling motor, you have to stand on the ground, measure from the bow down to basically what would be your I-beam on the bottom of your trailer. That would be putting the boat under the water.
You're going to handcuff yourself by going to 54 inches.
I know. Yes. Here's what I don't like. You remember the old school, like everyone who had the long shafts back, I guess now 5 years ago, and they're all the heads are breaking because they were sitting outside of the bow of the boat. You know, that's where everyone put the braces up and the stops and all that stuff to keep the wave bouncing.
That's
old school.
That's old school.
We have never had a problem with any of that.
Well, and you guys get paid.
Go ahead.
No, I mean. But you guys get the best of the best. I'm just looking at, the B team.
No. That's not true. That's not true at all.
You pay for what you get.
Yeah. I mean, it's the best of the best. No, you just have to make sure you know how to rig it correctly. And
24, if you stay in current all day.
No, not even all day. For an hour.
Your batteries are toast.
Yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, because if you look down.
Okay. And here's the way. This is how I'm going to tell you. People always, all the time, call me up and they're like, "Hey, I'm buying a new boat and I'm going to save $5,000 because I'm going with a 200 instead of a 300." And I'm like, "You're wasting your time, because on the 200 you're going to be running 5,000 RPMs everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. You're going to be burning twice the gas.
Yep.
And the engine's going to last half
a year."
Yeah. I mean, so you go to the 300, you're running at 3,200 RPMs. You're taking it easy. You're spending less money on gas.
Look at your engine now. You're getting 3.6 miles to the gallon running 3,200.
Do you save in the beginning, Tommy? Absolutely. But in the end, it's gonna end up costing you.
You're gonna go through more batteries.
My thing. Yeah. Well, truthfully, I mean, even with the 24, I mean, I'm not fishing. Golly. Even in my best, I could probably catch like a Tuesday or a Thursday, and then so I switched over, like I'm telling you about the other day, but I switched. I had a change of mind, change of heart. I went from a 250 OptiMax to a 225 four-stroke on the boat, on the repower. But now, just with that being said, my whole thing about the 72-inch shaft versus the 54-inch shaft was, the head is right, kind of like Lee Stalby in the bass, but I mean, the head is right next to the water. So if my nitro and everything is running close to water, I don't know. I'm scared to death. I'm not sure. It's uncomfortable.
Well,
and I don't like it.
Listen, take it from two guys who have been through a million trolling motors. Get the 70-inch shaft. Get the 70-inch shaft.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Yep.
That you're going to be so disappointed with putting a 54-inch on there.
It's going to be coming out of the water half the time.
Yeah, you're going to be so frustrated. And then I'm just telling you, go 36 volts, 70 inch.
For the first time in my life, it's not money. I got a little envelope saved up buried in the jar in the back, you know.
Yep, that's fine.
So
well,
I just didn't want to do the wrong thing.
No, I'm just telling you.
Doing the wrong thing.
Okay, now what about?
Real quick, we gotta go. We gotta slide.
I know. Yep. I'll call y'all later. Sorry.
10-4.
All right,
see you, boys.
Bye.
Yep. See you. And it was, you know what? That's the hard part about.
I get money. I get what you.
No,
I
do
it.
Too.
I get
I
it.
Do too. No, I do.
You're better off. Chunk an anchor, save for a few more months, and get it right the first time.
Well, there's so many things on a boat that you can save money on in the beginning, but in the end, it's going to cost you money.
Right.
And it's going to cost you a headache.
Because my first boat, I got rigged with a 250.
Yep.
Okay. And I think you came out with, maybe you had the 250 on it because that's what they rigged. And then the next year, you stepped up to a 300.
You're talking
about
Sea Fox?
Uh-huh.
I've never had under 300.
Okay. Well, anyhow, one of my boats, I had a 250.
Right.
And it's never that I need it. Still to this day, I don't need that 300.
No, you don't. I get
it. Okay. But if I come through that inlet and it's a 6-foot swell and I got to ride the back of it and then have the power with 5 grown-ups on it to push me over the next wave.
Yeah, that's right.
I want a 350 now.
Yeah.
You know, all I'm looking it for is to get in on a situation that could come back.
Well, and that was, you know, I ran the Shearwater last year.
Yep.
And I had the 350 Mercury.
That's a pretty engine.
It's the whole thing, the whole setup's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But everywhere I went, it was 4,200, 4,500 RPMs.
And I did. I mean, nothing against it, but I rode with you in that boat.
Yeah.
And just how we usually just, like, cruise.
Yeah.
Your bow was so far up in the air. I was seeing it in the stars.
And my point is that, okay, because I've had 6 Sea Foxes, 24, I had the same boat.
Yep.
And everywhere I go, I'm at 3,200 to 3,400 RPMs, 26 miles an hour. Am I an old man, whatever you want to call me, but that's what I do because I'm taking care of my equipment.
Right, and bring it up 1 or 2 clicks on the trim.
That's right, yeah. But then all of a sudden you get into another boat and you're everywhere you're going, you're running 4,500 RPMs and 34, 35 miles an hour because that's where the boat likes to ride. Mm-hmm. Look, call me stupid. But that motor's not going to last as long as the one that I'm running at 3,200 RPMs.
Yeah. And I got a thrust prop, or I don't run a speed prop on my boat. It's
17
and 3/4 by like 19 or something like that. It's not – all it does is get me out of the hole, and I don't worry about how fast it'll run. I'm not worried about that. All it is a power prop. It throws me thrust. It keeps me what I want to do. I don't need anything bigger.
Which, again – I love when people call us with questions about mm-hmm. boats because we've been through so many mm-hmm.
and I've made bad decisions.
No question. We've all,
thinking I was doing the right thing.
And I'm not saying that we're always right.
No,
but
I will be
adamant about things that we've done wrong mm-hmm. that now that we've gotten right. And when Tommy asked about a 70 inch shaft and a 36 volt and a 22 foot bay boat, dude, this is stuff that we've put thousands of hours into. All right? If he asked me about, you know, a stuffing box for a 52-foot Bertram, I got no idea.
We fish the inlet enough where we're not out there when it's rough, but it still might have a 3-foot swell to it. It just might be a gliding swell.
That's right.
But I think, blah, 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 you know, when it comes out of the water.
Yep.
And all you're doing, it's just heating it up. It's not creating any
54 inches is not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
Every time a boat wave come by, that thing's gonna be out of the water.
Yeah. It's and that's really bad for it.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad for it.
Yep. Running it dry.
So,
anyhow.
Anyway, I guess that Leon gave up on us. I don't know where.
Where did he go? Was it date night?
That I don't know, but I can tell you that
I know he didn't fish today.
Looking outside is kind of fun. You know, we got a window that it's
dude. It was raining on my way up here.
Really?
Yeah, I caught a rain cloud right about 16.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nasty.
I mean, it was
tomorrow,
pretty big little raindrops there, but it didn't last long.
So, sounds like February is Yellowmouth Trout Month.
It's not.
That's what we've been talking about. You know,
it's just what we do. I get it.
I know. Thank goodness they're around.
No, that's it. And it's just such a true. I mean, I love catching them.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
I love catching them.
I do.
They pull drag. They really truly do.
Yeah.
They
eat good.
They eat really good. They're fun with kids and stuff like that. It's a great, especially this time of year. Folks, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you that for me. I mean, there was 5 boats out there today. 1 redfish was caught.
I know.
And none of these guys are clowns. I mean, they all know how to fish. Yeah. So, I mean, we only got 1 redfish.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Probably visited 60 spots within the 5 charter captains. You pull the plug. That's what's called pulling the plug.
It is.
You don't chase a redfish anymore.
And here's the deal. You'll get some winters where it's just warm in January and February. And, again, we talk about this all the time. Fish don't know.
Yep.
What month it is, all they know is water temperature and weather, and we'll have an incredible month on the reds. But this has been a typical winter where it has shut them down. But I'm just telling you, March and April is going to be something to behold. I mean, it always is.
Well,
it always is when you have a cold winter.
People always go, man, I can't believe it. I'm catching them. Okay, well, stop. How are you fishing? Well, I take a 1-ounce lead, a 16-inch leader, and put a 1/4-inch bull crab on it.
Right.
Well, no kidding.
Right.
We can't do that.
No.
We have to keep fishing. I cannot just throw out 2 rods and go, hey, grab that when it goes over.
Right.
You know,
we can't
whole fish like that.
And you're right. The guys
don't bite it.
And you know what? Those guys have an advantage over us.
Captain James Dumas whooped them, I heard, yesterday.
Yeah.
He had like 20-some-odd slots yesterday. But that's what he was doing. Found him in a deep hole around shallow water. Went in there with crack crab and just busted him
right
up north.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it. You've chummed them in
right
with that smell of the crab. It's
and that's always bite. That's always we talk about this. It's always a difference in the size of the boat.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I mean Leon and Chip.
Oh man,
and James
Dumas. You're catching them. I'm not.
Yeah,
I got a big boat. It's totally different.
And when they start coming out of the creeks. Then it'll be
and get to the main shoreline. You just stand back, Jack. I'm going to put on a clinic. But right now,
yeah.
I just watch everybody catch them and say, "Sorry, but I'm just not that good." I guess then. But yeah, no, it's. But this time of year, it's great because if you want to slow down, the whiting bite. I've been watching the fleet.
Yep,
they've been making hay. They've been catching them really good all around the deeper areas or all around the inlets and stuff like that. Yellowmouth trout, again, find a deep hole. You'll mark them on your bottom machine. Always stare at your bottom recorder when you go over stuff.
Yep.
And bluefish have showed up. And not huge ones, but some good ones. But there's a lot of that 8 and 10-inch stuff.
It is.
Hospital Creek right now, folks, is inundated with them.
It is such a pattern. It is. I'm just telling you, the bluefish show up, and then the trout show up, and then the ladyfish show up. And everything else.
Yep.
Everything else.
Well, you could throw – the nice thing is you could take a kid out there, throw artificials.
Yep.
Not go through a ton of bait because he's getting – and he has something to do because he's constantly casting.
Yep.
Fish fights and let it roll.
Yeah, let it roll. 641-1010, 641-1010. You're listening to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. Captain Scott Shake. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Sorry, sitting here crying. Got a dry eye. Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Oh, gosh.
That was professional right there.
I know.
Yeah.
That was professional right there. This segment brought to you by Fish Bites Trading Post because...
Because why?
It's Chip Wingo's point.
Oh, it is.
And Chip Wingo is all about Fish Bites and Fish Bites Trading Post. And Chippy, good evening.
Good evening.
We got to let people know that...
What's up, buddy?
Chippy's going to be a movie star on February the 27th at 2 o'clock at Fish Bites Trading Post. He will be giving a seminar
Oh.
there. also right before you is Donna France would take a kid fishing that she gives. You know, Donna.
Oh, Donna, yeah, absolutely.
She always worries about the kids. I think there's something coming up with Ancient City where they do it at another one of our sponsors, St. Augustine Marine over on Volano. They take kids out on a pier, teach them, you know, different activities. But they get like 130 kids there, Chip, for that thing.
Wow.
I mean, she is
awesome.
So great with kids. But anyhow, yeah, she has a little kids clinic there before you at noon on Saturday the 27th.
That's great.
So
she's awesome. Hey.
We're going down there to heckle him, though. We're sitting in the back row because you'll be home by the radio show. We'll be done by up there on Saturday the 27th. So we're going to come back and sit in the back row and heckle the hell out of him.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Would that not be cool?
I like that idea. Hey, right. Chip, just curious. Did either of you guys watch The Bassmaster?
Yes, I did.
On Sunday?
I did.
I did, too.
They did do the closing, though. They ended right there with an hour still to go.
You know what?
But I know
Chip, I know that we don't have a whole lot to do this time of year.
But it was on for hours, and I got yelled at because I watched it for
hours. But I'm going to tell you something about that. This is the cool thing, Chip. My wife got into it. I mean, she was like, oh. I mean, it was so good.
It's live. It's so cool they're doing it now.
It's obviously, we were all rooting for Cliff Prince.
Yep.
Because he's part of the outdoor show.
Yep.
And, you know, and anyway, this kid, Brian New, won. And, okay, so this is just a great story. Just got married in the fall, all right? And you know what this guy does for a living, Chip? He's a striper. Okay, he's the guy who's on the truck, and when they build a new road, he's the one who paints the stripes.
Yeah, and puts the little things on the little reflectors on the road. It's just on the back of a truck.
He's a rookie.
Yep.
This is his first
year.
His first tournament.
Yeah, first
His
tournament.
First Bassmaster tournament. And dude, he weighed in on Sunday. He weighed in four of the top five bass, as in of the 10 guys, he weighed in four of the top five bass. I mean, he kicked their rear ends, dude.
No, I watched it. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. They were just.
I think, what was it, 125,000 to win?
100. Maybe it's 125. It was 100 last year.
Well, I would
think
with all the perks after.
They don't even know what perks are. I mean, but he's getting a check for 100
grand.
And just got married, and he's a striper for the
That goes
road
to show
company.
If you have the passion.
That's right.
Let her ride, Claude.
Yeah.
You know, save your vacation time. The newly wife, I guess, had to get over any kind of vacations or honeymoons because he was setting up himself for tournament fishing.
Chip, can you imagine, seriously, because you're watching live. Okay, and you know your husband. I'm thinking about his wife. Okay, he's up by 2 or 3 pounds with 3 hours to go, and all the commentators, every single one of them, are like, he's got no chance to win because Cliff Prince is going to pull 8 or 9. And
dude, he was in 16th on day two.
Yeah, I mean, no, I know. I'm just saying, and then all of a sudden he's up by 10 pounds with an hour to go, and they're like. And now they've all got to change their tune. They're like, you know, he may win, and his wife is probably sitting there going, "Holy crap, we're getting ready to get a check."
He took it from Greg Hackney, dude.
Yes, I know.
Greg Hackney came out of retirement.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I was rooting for Cliff Prince because he's local, and like I said, he is a part of the outdoor show. I mean, he's been on our show many times. But then when you started looking at this story, you're going, man, this is a career that this guy needs.
Cinderella.
He needs this paycheck.
Yep.
I'm
with you 100%. I watched it, it was two days of it.
Yeah, it was.
Actually, 3 days. I watched it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's addicting. It really is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they,
I'll
because
have to pull
it
up and watch it on YouTube.
No, you can watch it all this weekend. It's coming back. It'll be all 4 days this whole weekend.
I won't be watching it this weekend.
We got work to do this weekend.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be cracking the whip this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
That, and I might have to bring a rod up there and look at a bass myself. But.
And by the way, you do know that the next 2 weeks are.
Is that when y'all catch? When Carrie caught that big,
this
big
is,
old huge
yeah,
one?
this is when we catch Mongo, always.
Yep. Hey, back to what you guys were talking with Tommy.
Yep.
still listening. You know, I've got a 36-volt trolling motor on an 18-foot redfisher, and I can burn through that trolling motor fishing. So, yes. And my boat weighs less than his. And honestly, I have a 54-inch shaft, I think it is. But if I could get a bigger one, I would go ahead and do that.
Sure.
Just because, you know, there's times when you're rocking back and forth and the way it, you know, you can always move it up and down. And it doesn't get in the way on my boat the way I have it mounted. You know, I can always move the boat to where I want it. So it's, you know, you're not really casting at 12 o'clock anyway.
Yep.
It's well, a good one is, didn't Leon upgrade? Wasn't he used to be a 24 and went to 36?
Yeah, he's 36 now also.
I know, but he was 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we both were. And then Leon stepped up, and I saw what his was doing. Granted, you know, his boat's a little bit lighter, but, I mean, he was, like, skiing. I was watching how fast he was going. I was like, holy cow.
Well, you know, and then
– go ahead.
You bring up a great point because, like Leon, I don't, you don't. But Leon's decided to put lithium batteries. You only have to buy one battery, and it's 36 volts.
Mm. Yeah, but you only got to spend $4,000. You know.
Yeah, it's a price tag.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you don't want to go to – I mean, it's a price tag, but Leon loves it. Tommy Derringer runs lithium. Steve Cascio runs lithium. I don't know.
Okay, so this is funny, Chip, because this doesn't happen to me very often. One of our listeners, faithful listeners, Johnny Mack, texts me a couple days ago, a couple weeks ago, and he said, hey, I've got an old office chair. But it's in great shape. He goes, it might be good for a box blind. And then I'm like, oh, I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
That's when you were sitting outside?
Yeah, so I'm sitting there. So he was here 10 minutes before you got here. But you guys remember our conversation last week about the high tider, six-footer. Guess what he brought me?
Did he really?
A brand new one.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah, I was like, man. I said,
good. I know what boat to get.
I said, I didn't expect you. And he goes, nope. He goes, you've helped me out. He goes, you and Scotty. And he said, all you guys. He goes, the advice that y'all give out. So anyway, I just happen to be the one who got the net. So if y'all need to borrow it sometime.
I don't want to be the first one to put a hole in it, I can tell you that.
But
if you give it a chip, you
know,
can.
That was awfully cool.
It was. Thanks,
you know,
Johnny.
Because cool. because we just talked about this. You know, I don't know, was it last week when we were?
Yeah.
And by the way, Chip, we're going to continue that conversation because they're catching a bunch of snook in St. Augustine. A bunch of snook.
Yeah, the water's warmed up enough. There were a few caught up here this week.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
You know, when you can go through the weather to get to them. But, yeah, it's like you said. I called my client for Sunday and said, look, it's going to blow and be cold.
Yep.
And the bite hasn't been that good. Just go ahead and, you know, they can wait.
Yep.
You know, I want to go catch fish. I don't want to just go out for four and a half, 5 hours and, you know, run around and let the fish I can't catch.
Listen, and this is not your fault, but Leon forgot to call in last break, so we're going to give him like 1 minute.
Yeah, that's all we're giving him.
And I'll see you on Saturday.
You got it.
I'll call you later. I'll call you after the show.
See ya. Let's go talk to Captain Leon.
You better start talking quick.
I mean, but here's the deal, Leon. and I love you like a brother, but you did text me this morning. And said, what time tonight?
And we talked this morning.
And I said 6, and you're like, cool, I'm going to call in, no problem, and you forgot.
Right? I live in one block away from Mayo. I really should go get a CAT scan. Figure out what the hell's going on, because this is
you're not
going to
burn any gas. It's a walking distance.
You know, but Leon, here, I look, I had like a phone call appointment this week. And it was at 9 a.m. I'm sorry. I missed the 9 a.m. one. So the next one was 2 p.m. So I set my alarm for 1:50 just so that I didn't miss the second phone call.
No, really?
Missy just walked
by. Yeah, I mean, because here's the deal. You get to doing things, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, crap, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm at your full mercy, and you can just wreak havoc and destruction for the next 30 seconds, if you wish.
No, you're good.
So how was Tuesday for you?
Was that the day that I caught the catfish, or was that the day I caught the pelican?
That was the day you only caught a pelican all day.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, that was the best fight on white tackle.
So on the pelican, did you go like 1 for 1 or 1 for 3?
1 for 0.
1 for 0. Okay.
1,000 on a Pelican.
Okay.
Hey, the wind that was ripping around those rocks, my client threw that jig up in there, and the wind, you know, caught that 10-pound line, and they were flying through, and the next second, zing, and I went, where the hell have you? Oh, God, he's got a Pelican.
And just luckily, to let folks know, it happens.
It happens.
It happens. I mean, yeah.
Well, all the animals are so hungry right now, honestly, truthfully.
Yes, they are.
Okay, I mean,
yes.
Any
splash, anything they see, they're diving on.
Yeah, well, what do you call them ones with the orange beaks?
Gannets.
No.
Skimmers.
The skimmers.
Skimmers.
Those little jokers.
The black and white with the orange
bill? Yeah. With the orange bill or the red bill? Oh, my gosh. Those little jokers at jetties today?
Yeah.
Anytime a jig head got thrown out there, I mean, he was trying to go get – I mean, they got nothing to eat.
No, I know they don't.
I mean, we're chasing,
It is – It's a very good point. It's a tough time of year for seabirds this time of year.
When do you ever see a seabird literally come to – I mean, they were sitting right in front of the boat trying to eat the shrimp off the chicken on the cast.
I've seen them do that. And again, that just tells you what kind of winter we've had.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And so then anyhow, they were struggling.
Yeah, and so I didn't – I always know when you're struggling, Leon, because I don't get a picture all week. You know, I didn't get a catfish picture or nothing. So I know that it's been slow.
I tried to help my little buddy, but he got there just a little bit too late.
Yeah, I mean, he said, get your butt down here. I still had about a 9-mile ride to get to him in a no-wake zone. And, it's just like when you got pulled over years ago, Kevin, and that officer asked you, why were you speeding? You go, because I got about 30 more minutes of that tide turn right there.
I did, and that's right. You remember
that
story,
Scotty. How the hell can he remember the time to come on the air, but he can remember that story that was 20 years ago?
That's a great question, Scott.
Yep.
That's a great question, but that's the God's honest truth, man. I got up to Scotty because they're right there. And Scotty, I sat there for as soon as he pointed at it, that bike shut off like a light switch.
Oh, literally. I hate that.
They bit right there on the very tail of the
But I can tell you, I've been that guy more than I've been the Scott guy. I've always been right on the end of the bite, and I always know better. I'm like, I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going.
You learned a lesson, though. When I tell you something's happening, if you ever remember February 5 years ago, that was an incredible bite of fish.
Leon, it happened one time. Holy crap.
No, we did. We fished it for a week. But that's it. They haven't been back since.
I didn't get that phone call. Hey,
yeah. Oh, trust me. You couldn't have gotten your boat in there. It's just the two bay boats. And,
talk about fenders. We're walking on top of each other.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, no way. So, anyway. Kevin, well, Leon, we have got to take a break. Go ahead, real quick.
I want to say thank you to Scott Shank the other day when I like to catch was a pelican because he even gave me bait off of his boat and I still couldn't catch him. That's a good captain, Scotty. Thank you so much.
I love you like a brother, bud. We all take care of one another out there.
That's a good friend right there. All right, we got to go. 641-1010. No, actually, we're not even going to have time to take a phone call when we come back on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
Just have to listen to our final comments. We got to do weather real quick.
Yeah, we'll do some weather when we come back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Speaking of forecast here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, tomorrow does not look good. that's why I canceled. Northwest 10 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Showers likely. It's just going to be skunky tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be a February day. Mm-hmm. Just blow it off. Just get through the day.
It's Friday.
That's whatever. Right. Saturday, 15 to 20 out of the north, which is ugly, but no rain.
Yep.
No rain on Saturday, which is...
But chilly. Going to be
always... It's just going to be... Look, here's the other deal. Enjoy the cool days right now. I mean, because it's getting ready. It's going to turn.
I agree.
100%. It's going to turn. I mean, it's so your first pretty day, Monday southwest at 5 to 10, 3 to 5. Tuesday northwest 10 to 15, diminishing to 5 to 10 in the afternoon. So tomorrow's really, we've got a cold front coming through, and it is going to get colder, and then it's going to be chilly and windy on Saturday, but dry.
Right.
And then from there, it's just it's going to get better and better and better.
We've got a whole week. It's all going to get in the mid-70s
yeah,
next week.
Yeah, I mean, we've dealt with rain. I told you, tornado warnings. I had two this week at my house. Two tornado warnings. Not like get in your bathroom and hide.
How about that? Yeah, hide in your basement. I'm going, yeah. What do we got a basement in Florida?
Basement, yeah. Yeah, so...
But we've had 12 of 17 days we've had rain.
Dude. Yeah. We and that, all that's getting ready to change. We're going to deal with it tomorrow, and then it's going to get beautiful, and look forward to...
But just be careful tomorrow, folks, because I'm telling you, it could be, especially leaving to go to work at 6 in the morning.
Yep.
They're calling me pretty skunky.
Yep. Make sure you join us, if you can, for the Nimnik Outdoor Show Saturday morning from 7 to 10 with myself, Captain Kirk Waltz, Jeff Loggeman. Y'all have a great weekend. And like I said, get through tomorrow
it's
and
okay.
Enjoy the cooler weather this weekend because it's gonna all get ready to change. Be and be Florida again.
Uh-huh.
See ya.
See ya.